Text 7. You will hear an extract of a documentary about the octopus.
Before you listen to text 7, read questions 18 to 20 now. Listen to text 7 and answer questions 18 to 20.
Do you like sea creatures, like the octopus and its cousin the squid? These sea creatures live in the world's oceans, but they are also found in abundance in tropical waters where they thrive. Octopuses are solitary creatures that live by themselves in dens built from rocks. To keep themselves safe, they create shields from rocks to keep out predators. When threatened, they shoot out an inky fluid that darkens the water to confuse their attacker so that they can make their escape. As masters of camouflage, they can alter their skin to take on a range of colors and textures to help them blend in with their surroundings. Despite all these measures, many octopuses cannot escape the fate of being a delicacy on someone's dinner plate.
Question 18. The word solitary tells us that the octopus Question 19. Why do predators get confused when they attack an octopus? Question 20. What is the inescapable fate of many octopuses? Listen to text 7 again.
Do you like sea creatures, like the octopus and its cousin the squid? These sea creatures live in the world's oceans, but they are also found in abundance in tropical waters where they thrive. Octopuses are solitary creatures that live by themselves in dens built from rocks. To keep themselves safe, they create shields from rocks to keep out predators. When threatened, they shoot out an inky fluid that darkens the water to confuse their attacker so that they can make their escape. As masters of camouflage, they can alter their skin to take on a range of colors and textures to help them blend in with their surroundings. Despite all these measures, many octopuses cannot escape the fate of being a delicacy on someone's dinner plate.